AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have blocked a humanitarian convoy trying to reach the besieged city of Mariupol, taking some of the rescue workers and drivers captive. About 100,000 people remain in the city without food, water, or medicine and under constant shelling. President Biden heads to Brussels tomorrow for a NATO summit on the situation in Ukraine. The White House says Biden will reaffirm the U.S.'s ironclad commitment to defend every inch of NATO territory. At her Supreme Court confirmation hearing today, Ketanji Brown Jackson forcefully defended her record as a federal judge. Our Sagar Magani has that.
Amid GOP concerns that her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson laid out her process.
I ensure that I am proceeding from a position of neutrality.
And trying to understand what people who created the law intended. Jackson pushed back against Republican claims that she's soft on crime, rebutting suggestions she may have endangered kids by giving light sentences to child pornographers. As a judge and a mom,
nothing could be further from the truth.
Barring something unexpected, Democrats hope to have Jackson confirmed by Easter as the High Court's first black woman. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a disaster declaration for 16 counties hit by violent storms. One person was killed and more than two dozen injured when tornadoes tore through the state and Oklahoma.
Most of these people are still in shock. And it's going to take a few hours, if not a few days, for people to come to a reckoning about what exactly has happened and what they need to grapple with and what they need to do.
That's sound courtesy KLTV. The system moved on to Louisiana and Mississippi, with forecasters warning of high water, more tornadoes, and hurricane-force winds. This is AP News. Disney employees held demonstrations today over the company's slow response to a Florida bill barring instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade.
Opponents dub it as the Don't Say Gay bill. Only a small percentage of workers walked out. Nora Rogers works at Walt Disney Animation in California.
It was amazing to see everyone that came out today, allies and queer employees alike.
In a Facebook post, Disney wrote the company opposes any legislation that infringes on basic human rights and stands in solidarity with LGBTQ employees who make their voices heard. Jonathan Schutt works at Disney Plus in New York.
It is an older company that's operating off of older modes of operation, and from my perspective as an employee, they just need to do better in terms of representation.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Disney is bending to cancel culture after deciding to temporarily suspend political contributions. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.